overweight, you needn't bother applying for the job. A survey carried out on behalf of a law firm on over 1,000 companies found nearly half of employers are unlikely to hire fat workers because they fear they're lazy. This comes after a European court ruled obesity is a disability after a 25-stone Danish childminder claimed he was sacked by a local authority because he was fat. So what do you think? Is there any truth in this, or is it all blatant discrimination against obese people? I spoke to journalist Niamh Horan and Leanna Grant, who's the editor of Curve magazine, and asked Leanna if she thought this was discrimination.
I think it all depends, really. I mean, obviously, weight is a factor when it comes to certain types of jobs, but I don't think anyone should definitely not be discriminated by it. I mean, I also work for the NHS, and we, you know, they carry out occupational therapy checks on the employers. And I think that if that's done prior to people getting the job, then, you know, then that can be the basis on whether someone's suitable regardless of size, because you can have slimmer people who are not suitable for the job as well due to whatever health reasons, just as much as you can have someone who may be slightly overweight or obese, but that doesn't mean that they're not capable of doing the job. It just means that there's certain jobs that they can do and there's certain jobs that they can't. That's how I believe it to be.
I mean, it'd be interesting to hear from listeners this morning to feel if they've been in a position where they have felt they've been treated differently because of their size in their employment. 0845955678. I mean, have the results of the survey surprised you, Leanna, that as many as that over 1,000 companies surveyed, nearly half of the employers said they were unlikely to hire fat workers because they fear they're lazy. Those kind of numbers a surprise to you, or would you have expected it?
I would expect it, to be honest, because I think it's the mindset of people as well. And obviously with the media and how people who are a certain size are seen, I do believe that's why the numbers are so high.
I mean, it's a wild generalisation, Niamh, to turn around and say to someone or to have the perception in your own head, even if you're not going to say it, this person's fat, so they're going to be lazy.
No, yeah, I always laugh anytime an argument comes up. You know, it takes about 10 seconds for somebody to blame the media for what's happening. But look, the bottom line is that it's all about perception. When you go to an interview, you're going in, it takes, psychologists have proven this again, you can look up the studies, it takes 7 seconds to make an impression on somebody and for somebody to size you up and judge you. That goes back to basic primitive reasons. It's a survival, it's a means of survival. And if you go into an interview and you're overweight, yes, there's absolutely, at the back of somebody's mind, they're going to think, well, perhaps this person is lazy or they don't have their life together in some way. Maybe they can't handle emotional issues. But, I mean, you're literally, there's a saying, you wear what you eat. And, you know, unless you have a medical concern, you say, look, you bring it up in the meeting and say, look, I have a thyroid problem, but it doesn't affect the job and I'm very enthusiastic. And it's obviously, if the job is in, it totally relies on the mental capacity rather than a physical one, it won't affect me in any way. Well, then bring it up if it is a medical thing.
But it's wrong. But it's wrong to make the link automatically because someone's fat, Niamh, that they're automatically lazy. Surely that can't be right.
Well, listen, people judge. You're right. They might be wrong, but that doesn't stop them judging. And you're right. They could be, but it doesn't stop them judging and making up their own mind. It might be unfair, but that's life. That's people. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was out having lunch with somebody, and they were married, and somebody came along, and they said, "Oh, they're going to say we're having an affair now." And I said, "Well, it doesn't matter. We're not." And he said, "Niamh, it doesn't matter what people believe. It's about perception." And he's right. If that's the case, then you go on and you can look at, why don't you turn up at an interview and not wear makeup? Why do people wear makeup to interviews? Because they want to give off a certain perception. Why don't you just go up and turn up in a tracksuit in an interview? Because you want to give off a certain perception. Because you know at the other side of the table, people are making judgments about you. And they will make a judgment about your weight as well. In the same way as if you came in and you had, you know, pink punk rocker style hair. Or unfortunately, for people who are young and blonde, they maybe put off a perception that they're dumb. That's life. People do it all the time. It's maybe not fair, it may be not right, but it does happen. So if you think that you have in the power within your hands to change your weight and to make some healthy lifestyle changes, if getting a job is one of the most motivations, will absolutely seize it, because you know that's what's going to happen when you, and you'll feel much more confident when you go into and you'll feel better and you'll feel fitter and you'll feel maybe you will feel a little less lazy going into and a bit more enthusiastic going in for a job interview if you have lost a bit of weight. So why not?
But But being a larger lady or person, male or female, doesn't mean that you aren't capable of doing the job. Obviously, we've got to take into consideration whether you're obese, because there is a difference. You can be a larger lady and not be obese, or, you know, man. And I think to make prejudgments before someone has even been given the chance to tell you about their skills, their qualifications, that's not fair. So whether that is a prejudgment that, you know, yes, it is something that people do, but we can make a change to that.
Leanna, what about people who say that there are certain jobs that fat people shouldn't apply for?
I mean, I understand those types of jobs. I mean, when it comes to, like, the police or the firemen's jobs, you know, it's those types of physical jobs where you might have to take those things into consideration. But, you know, that's something that we can't change. You have to be of a physical fitness to do those types of jobs. So, you know, we can't change that, but there's lots of jobs out there that you can't judge people by their weight.
But Leanne, you're saying things like, you know, they can do jobs just as well as everybody else. And I do believe in a mental capacity. Yeah, they can. And you're saying it's not fair and it's not right. But, I mean, that we're talking about perceptions here, and life isn't fair. Life's not right unless you change the entire world, or you can take matters into your own hands and change your weight. I mean, which is going to be easier?
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand that. And we can make changes. But obviously, the more we start to make a change, until it happens, we are going to continue as we are, aren't we? If we keep putting the mindset.
But until then, you're going to have to accept when you go into jobs and that, their people might perceive you as lazy. And if they do it and you don't get a job for that reason and you have to go on to the next one, then so be it. But you have to accept that.
Well, I don't need to change my mindset, because I'm not overweight. I'm quite physically fit, and I can go forward for a job where I fortunately won't be prejudged. But I'm talking about, you know, people, family members that I've got in myself who may be seen to be overweight, but they're actually healthy, and possibly more healthy than I've actually seen some slimmer people. And that's where I'm trying to make the point of, you shouldn't prejudge people, because you don't know how physical they could be. I've seen larger women do walks who outrun me, and if people were to look at me, they wouldn't look at me as being obese or overweight.
There we go. That was Niamh and Leanna.